Welcome to the Northwest Passage. I'm Tiffany Eckert. Back in 2004, when they were first getting their company off the ground, Luna Marcus and Larry Kaplowitz would host tasting parties to crowds of 50 or more people in their living room in Eugene. What would bring folks together like this? Luna and Larry had struck a sweet chord with the creation of a new conception of ice cream called Coconut Bliss. 5 years later, Luna and Larry's Coconut Bliss is going strong. The frozen treat is available nationwide and will be in Canada in 2010. Tomorrow night, Luna and Larry will show their appreciation to customers with a night of bliss. It will be a community benefit and celebration featuring endless Coconut Bliss Sundays. Who wouldn't want a night of bliss, huh? Luna Marcus and Larry Kaplowitz are here to talk about their business and the upcoming event. Luna and Larry, welcome to the Northwest Passage.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Thank you.
So let's start with the genesis of Coconut Bliss. How, and maybe more importantly, why did you come up with the idea for the main ingredient, coconut milk?
We came up with Coconut Bliss because we really wanted a dessert that we could eat and enjoy for ourselves. We have been choosing not to have dairy, and we really didn't feel good after we had soy or rice or any of the other ice creams. And we would go out to Thai restaurants. I also like to do a lot of Thai cooking and Indian cooking, and I would use coconut milk. And we just decided to try it. We were in a really creative phase together and making a lot of fun things, and we just tried it one day on a hand crank ice cream machine that Larry got at the Goodwill, and it came out great the very first time.
Yeah, I read that. You got it at a Goodwill for $1.50?
Yeah.
So that was a pretty good investment, huh?
It was.
Are you vegans or strict vegetarians? Was that part of your motivation there?
It was part of it at the time. We're not now. We're mostly vegans, I would say. Larry, do you
It was
wanna...
really more that, you know, we... There's a lot of great desserts available out there, and we're both sensitive to sugar and to dairy and other things, and we would just eat something and feel like we were paying too big of a price afterwards, getting headaches and mucus and stomach aches. So we really thought, what if we could make something just for us that we could eat and not feel bad afterwards? Right. So that's why we originally started making it, and we used agave syrup to sweeten it, which is a low glycemic sweetener. And it was really not until maybe 4 or 5 months after making it for ourselves, giving it out to our friends, and people were saying, you got to do something with this, that we said, okay, maybe we got to try to do something with this.
Right on, right. For hungry listeners, why don't you describe some of the flavors of Coconut Bliss, and don't hold back.
Well, first I just want to describe what Coconut Bliss is. Coconut Bliss is a fabulous dessert that everyone can eat. It is ice cream made from coconut milk. It's all organic, vegan, soy-free, rice-free, dairy-free. It's gluten-free. We make a lot of really fun flavors. I want to let Larry describe the flavors because you're very descriptive with that.
You know, it's interesting because in the whole ice cream world, vanilla is always way above as the number one seller. But our best-selling flavor was the dark chocolate. Because we think we have made one of the best chocolate vegan desserts in existence. And, you know, it is, you know, people are also seeming to be feeling like because they're buying it. So we've got a few other chocolate flavors. My favorite is chocolate hazelnut fudge, which is a dark chocolate base with thick veins of chocolate fudge sauce and roasted chopped hazelnuts in it.
Mm-hmm. I know, I'm torn between the naked coconut and the mint galactica.
Yeah, well, the Mint Galactica is very special because we were very, very choosy about the way the mint comes through. We're choosing very pure mint extracts, and also the chocolate. It's unlike a chocolate you find, I think, in almost any other ice cream. It's a dark chocolate, and it's just really pure and yummy because we really love dark chocolate and the way that tastes. So,
and so many others do too.
Yeah.
And it's got a health benefit.
Mm-hmm. Right? True.
How does Coconut Bliss stack up in terms of fat content and things like that compared to, say, your highest end milk-based ice cream?
Well, I would say that say Häagen-Dazs has about 17 or 18 grams of fat per serving. And ours is more in the 13 gram range, but the kind of fat is really different. Coconut oil, which is the fat in the coconut milk, is medium-chain fatty acid, which makes it really easy for your body to digest and burn as energy. So it doesn't, like, the fats in dairy are harder to break down and they're more likely to go into your arteries and cause heart disease and other issues. So coconut milk is a really healthy fat.
In these, you know, tough economic times, it isn't easy to keep a small business running, let alone profitably. What is your business philosophy?
That's a great question. I really think a big part of the success of Coconut Bliss is that we really brought and still bring our passion and our love not only to what the food is that we're creating, but to the people that we work with, the way we serve it, the events that we're part of. We really value honesty, integrity, fun, quality, the best quality. And I really think that that comes through and people really feel that. And people like to have a good time and they like to have a good time with us and with the events that we do.
Well, I just want to say when we first was starting, we realized, you know, how much the ingredients cost, and we were going to have to charge $5.99 for a pint. A lot of people in the industry said nobody will pay $5.99 for a pint of ice cream. But we, you know, so our philosophy is we're going to make the best possible product we can. And, you know, like us, we figured people would want it. People want to have great food that will be gentle on their bodies. And, you know, the price isn't an issue when you can get what you really want. So we've been dedicated throughout to making the best possible product we can and making it to please ourselves.
Yeah, and the price also includes having a living wage for people and having a situation that people can feel comfortable in, and that was important to us too. We thought it's just not worth it for us to make something and be struggling along. We want to be doing well, and we want the people we work with to be doing well, and we want to create abundance.
Right on. Yeah, I wanted to go there. First, where do you make Coconut Bliss? Tell us about your production facility.
Well, for the last few years, we've been making it at Lakmé Dairy in Junction City, and they're an amazing third-generation family business. It's been around since the early 40s, and they have this great facility where they make our product. They make other vegan products there, and they also make their own dairy products there. We were making it our own facility in the Whittaker, but we, after a couple years, we outgrew that.
Right. I know. I remember that. So how many folks do you employ?
Well, we have around 10 people who work in our office now, plus lots of people who do things like do sampling in stores all throughout the country. So 10 people in our office and dozens of people throughout the country who are working for us in some way.
Great. Let's talk about tomorrow's event, A Night of Bliss. The event in Eugene is at the Waldorf School, and it's a community benefit.
Yes. Yes.
So let us quickly say, you know, there's a sliding donation suggestion,
yes,
and the proceeds of this event are going to 4 educationally based nonprofits.
Well, not all educational based. Most of them are, but there's 4 groups, and 100% of the proceeds will go to these groups. There's the Eugene Waldorf School, mm-hmm, which hopefully you all know about. There's Lost Valley Educational Center, which is out in Dexter. It's an intentional community and an educational center for sustainable living. And Luna and I actually met there, and more than half of our staff have either lived there or currently live there. So we feel a really strong connection with them.
Okay.
They do great work. There's the South Eugene High School Drama Department. And, you know, there's been a lot less funding available for the arts, and we think some of the best theater in Eugene is at South Eugene High School, and we really want to support them in having another great season. And an organization called Huerta de la Familia, which works with low-income Latino families to have garden space and learn how to grow their own organic food.
Wonderful. This, you know, so we talked about the endless Sundays, which some people are probably, hopefully weren't driving when they passed out. That sounds pretty fun. So the focus is going to be really thanking folks for helping you stay,
yes,
in business and succeed over these last 5 years and have some fun and eat some Coconut Bliss, right?
Yeah, and we have these other local food providers who are providing this amazing toppings bar. We have Primrose Edibles doing this organic, vegan, fair trade hot fudge sauce. We have 4 different fruit toppings from Sweet Creek Foods and just a bunch of other things. It's going to be an abundant array of toppings.
Neat. Now, this is another wild aspect of A Night of Bliss, that it won't just be in Eugene, in the founding hometown of Coconut Bliss. It will actually be all over the country?
Yes.
So this is exciting. We just... This is a way for us to set people up to have their own tasting parties in a way. We had a contest and people sent their entries in and we chose the winners and then we sent them a kit, a special kit so that they can have their own party too. And I just think this is so fun. There's a festival called Earth Dance that we've gone to a bunch of times. It's really fun and they do something similar where there's the same event and it's an event about peace happens all over the world. And it's just exciting to know that that's going on at the same time. And it's a really fun thing that we're hoping people enjoy.
Yeah, if you check out your website, you can see all the lucky locations of people all over, literally all over the country, even one in Canada.
Right, and you can also see all the winning entries, which are on our website. There's some videos, songs, visual art pieces, and lots of great poetry.
Right, yeah. Well, it just sounds like a good time and a nice benefit for the community, and I want to thank you both for, my sweet tooth thanks you for stopping by and talking with us. Luna Marcus and Larry Kaplowitz are co-founders of Coconut Bliss. They will be hosting a night of bliss tomorrow night at the Eugene Waldorf School from 5 to 9 p.m.